This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Monday, July 13. Worker Bees. Our reading comes from 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 through 21. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now if the foot should say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I don't need you," and the head cannot say to the feet, "I don't need you." When worker bees first hatch and emerge from their cells, their first task is to clean out their cell so that a new egg can be placed there. As worker bees mature, they gain different responsibilities, becoming nurse bees for new bees, clutter cleaners, guards against hive robbers and threats, stinging if necessary, queen feeders, she cannot feed herself, scouts and foragers for available nectar and pollen to make honey, and builders of new cells for storing honey, nectar, and eggs. All of this is done in about 6 weeks while the worker bee lives and prepares for the next generation to keep the hive thriving and growing. It would be inconceivable for any of the bees in a hive to say to one another, "I don't need you." It would be just as unimaginable for an ear to say to an eye, or any other part of the human body, "I don't need you." That would be absurd. For the body of Christ to mature and thrive, each of Jesus' followers needs to humbly recognize and do their part. There are many, many ways in which Christ needs us to do our part with Him and with the other parts of His body. When we each willingly discern and serve as we are gifted to do, we will mature together and thrive with the whole body. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, help us to believe and serve as the part of your body where you need us and call us to be. Guide us to serve as you have gifted us, working with the other parts of your body for the benefit of all and for your glory. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.